You know, when you think about it, the rioting that has been going on over recent days in Belfast and in Ballymena and the north of Ireland is quite significant and representative of the hearts of men and women. You might think it's a strange thing to fight for a symbol, but that is often what people do. Often people stand for something that you would think was seemingly insignificant, and yet somehow it represents something greater. It represents something that they feel is of great importance. Sadly, for many a day, the north of Ireland has been the subject of great dispute and aggravation, aggression and violence. And often, we who do not live there would consider some of the issues to be paltry, small and virtually insignificant. And yet for many on both sides of the divide, the issue they stand for is represented by something that seems to be minor and yet represents a big issue. Often across the world this has been the case. People looking at what a wall represents, a flag represents, a look, a word. In relationships this can be the case. A look, a glance, a shrug, a small and seemingly insignificant action can produce a violent result, or at the very least, a very impulsive rising of our temperament, of our pulse, of our feelings. The Bible talks about the tongue is a very small member, but it's a set on fire of hell. It is a warning. The Bible teaches that the soft answer should turn away wrath. Aren't we glad today that God is patient and long-suffering with men and women? That God is not violent in his response, or impulsive, or aggressive. That God is measured and controlled. The Bible says God is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The message of God's word is this: he has for many a day waited. He has created what he calls a day of salvation, a day of grace, we often refer to it as. He gives people the opportunity to change their mind, to respond to his overtures and requests. He gives people the opportunity to understand that he sent his son Jesus to this world, dark as it is, violent as it is. He sent his son to face the violent death of the cross. He suffered the just for the unjust to bring us to God. And today God, in patience, is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. He's not looking for men to be plunged into hell for eternal judgment, though that is the ultimate outcome if we refuse to believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God. But today he offers salvation and peace and forgiveness through faith in his own Son, Jesus Christ. I love the words of Scripture that say this: after detailing the death of Christ, his suffering and his resurrection, it says, through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, that those who believe might have life through his name. I trust today as you listen to this recording, you might choose life. You might choose peace. You might choose reconciliation with God. You might choose salvation. And to have it, you must come to one who has finished his work and purchased salvation through the shedding of his own blood. And you can know the peace of God that passes understanding. I trust that God would bless you today and you would allow him to. If you would like to find out more information, go on to the website seekthetruth.org.uk. If you would like to go on to listen to some video or watch some video, then put the name Stephen Baker into YouTube or Seek the Truth and scroll down till you find my name. I trust that God would bless you. Please get in contact. If you'd like to text me on 07747 101352, I would be delighted to hear from you. Thank you for listening.